you should let him, you know, you should be proud. This is the first album made for $2,300.
Is it that much?
Well, I mean, the fact that you cut out the whole band, they know that you care, the branch managers, all those people. I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a record. But maybe if you sang a song for them, give them an example of what this album really is about.
What kind of thing?
Well, you know, the one where you just sing the ooh and the ah for 3.5 minutes?
Oh, I could do, like, the background things. That, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do something like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hi, guys. Maybe you have to start it.
Hey, I have a song called Sometimes a Fantasy, and it's really got a great melody, and there's a part in it that goes, oh.
Yeah.
Think that'd work?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of women in these branches, and they probably wouldn't understand better about that line than the guys.
Right, but, you know, I want to be subtle about that.
Oh.
You know, I don't want to come off like, you know, macho. Hey.
Mm. I understand.
I'm going to be touring. I'm going to go out on the road.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be seeing all these guys.
Mm.
We're going to be playing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When does the album come out?
Which album?
Glass Houses.
Soon to be released.
Yeah, when is that coming? March.
I hope.
What is the 2/10 whatever?
Whatever those magic numbers are, because you and I have to go on. We're supposed to go out and have a little good time.
Right, but they keep coming up with things to suggestions about how I should, you know, aid in the promotion of it, and I really don't know what to do about Glass Houses and how to promote it, and we've kept the budget way down.
The $2,400.
Right.
Because this damn thing's costing us at least $100.
I mean, there they are. Okay, the guy's sitting in Sheboygan, right? He's right. In his office,
right?
He just got the new stack of records. What does he get? The Flit Blacks,
uh-huh.
Right? With their new single, right. I'm Bored and I'm Crazy, I'm Gonna Shoot My Father, right? And then the new album from Jing Bangs.
Yeah.
Right.
My favorite group.
Guy's got a rough time. He's got to go in. He's sitting in this office, right? Got a little overhead fan. Just goes around. Doesn't get air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Wants this record to come through. What can I, Billy Joel, do to help promote this thing for them, right?
Yeah. I guess maybe you should think of a way, without being obnoxious, to, one, to thank those people for their help, and encourage them to hopefully listen to the record, the new album.
Yeah.
The one that you're going to make.
What am I going to do, write a song?
Hey. Yes, there you go.
I got it. Oh, I've got an album out, it's called Glass Houses. Hey, I hope you go into your store and buy one soon, oh baby. You know, I mean.
I think that's great.
You like that, huh?
Well, first of all, it's indicative of where the music that you're writing is going.
But I don't want to give it away.
No, but I think that's really popular kind of music that you're into now. And the fact that you are doing this whole album.
How about if I do, try this.
Show this.
You know, like New Wave?
Yeah, do me New Wave.
Glass Houses, get the album soon. Glass Houses, woo, I don't care. Get it now. On CBS Records and
Dicks.
Yeah. It's too many chords.
Yeah.
I like girls with see-through blouses. I hope they get my album, Glass Houses. If you don't buy it, you're a bunch of louses. Glass Houses, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what am I supposed to do?
That's good.
That's good.
I happen to think that that's...
You think, right. See, now you and me think totally different.
Well, the point is, you know, at least you're in your own genre. You're doing what you do best, singing and playing the piano. When you talk, they might go to sleep. I mean, unless you have something exciting to say, like you're going to, without being...
There's a couple of ways you could do it. Like, there's some groups that they come on like... I got their bloody promotion record business. Screw them all.
What?
I just a rock and roll, and what do I do? Mm-hmm. Right?
What?
Right? And it's, oh, the arrogance of it all, the beauty of the artistic spirit, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, You're not that type of guy. No, but you're not that type of guy. They know that. You can do that. Silky. That's it.
Hi. I'd like to say a few words about my forthcoming LP. Soon to be released. The title of it is Glass Houses. And, you know, and is that way?
Yeah.
Or then you could... You think that's honest?
Well, it's more honest than what you're about to say now.
What am I about
to... Hi there. Thank
you.
Hi,
that's the other way, okay? Hi there. Hi to all you guys out there who are going to be working with me on this product. You know, that kind of thing. Hey, they know and they like music, right? That's why they're doing it. I like music. Who are we kidding?
Right.
Do I have to jive, be hype and jive?
So just show them...
About my new album, Glass Houses. Do I have to keep saying Glass Houses, Glass Houses?
No.
This Billy Joel, Glass Houses.
Soon to be released.
Soon to be released.
It's like you were auditioning for Clive Davis. You know?
Hello. Welcome to Rock Concert.
Right. There you go.
Billy Joel is an artist I have followed for many years. His suburban-type lyrics, hard-driving rock troubadour balladeering style has made him a household word. Now, debuting his new album, Glass Houses, Rock Concert is proud to present the hard-driving new sound of Billy Joel. Right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Don Carson would do it like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we were really lucky. These guys got behind us, all these people who work in the... branches and junk.
I know that.
And you know, you've always been calm and collected when I've asked you to do something. So, I mean, look, it's a simple thing. All you have to say is, hi there, I'm so pleased to be on the road and I'll be seeing you and I hope that you enjoy the new album.
They get that all the time.
So then,
I hear that all the time.
Do you want to tell the truth about the album?
Yeah. It's the hook. All right, what's the hook?
The hook.
What's the title? All
right. Glass. Glass Houses.
All together.
Glass houses.
Right.
People who live in
glass houses
shouldn't
listen to the Stones. No.
Right.
People
eat Stones.
Who listen to glass houses shouldn't get stoned. No.
No, I don't think you should bother with the copy line. I think you should just say there's a mystery to this album. Or, you know, so people think about it. It shouldn't be so obvious. You know the way The Stranger was that everybody questioned about the bare feet and things like that.
Right.
I mean, there should be some question about
symbolism,
this
puzzle.
Right.
Why is it
glass houses?
Right.
Yeah, I understand that.
Billy Joel, the long awaited.
Yeah, which is not the title of any song.
Right. You know what I think?
What? Okay, cut.
Sure, we have it. 3 minutes.
Oh, yes, you do. You got to do the medley. Got to have
this
it.
Thing?
Yes.